Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I am Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Don't we all love it?
Yeah. Well, you know, you showed me this fabulous book called Hello, My Name is Ice Cream by Dana Cree. Came out in 2017. Just a beautiful, wonderful book.
It's a beautiful book. And
tells you everything you needed to know about ice cream.
Yes, she goes into everything you need to know about how to make a really top-notch homemade ice cream. She also has recipes for sorbets.
Yes, recipes
and also for frozen yogurt.
Gelato, too.
And she goes into the science of it and tells you why you need to do each particular step.
Right. What not to do.
And what not to
do. What not to short yourself on.
And I have to tell you, John, there are so many really inexpensive ice cream makers out there today, electric ones especially.
Sure.
The one that I used for testing some of these recipes was a $40 machine. It's one of these machines where you take the bowl, which has an antifreeze in it, and then you stick it into the freezer and you leave it in there overnight.
Just leave it in there.
And then the next morning or sometime during the day, you take it out and you put your chilled ice cream base into it and you turn the machine on. And within 15 to 20 minutes, you've got amazing ice cream.
20 minutes max,
she says.
She says you get to 20 minutes and after that, it's not freezing anymore. It's melting.
Well, not really, because that frozen bowl really keeps things cold for a long time.
Yeah, I think it does.
She starts off by talking about the five components of ice cream.
What are the five components?
Well, they are ice, of course.
Oh, yes, ice.
Fat, protein, sugar, and air.
Air?
Air, yes.
Air is free.
Air is free. But you know when you're churning ice cream and you have this flat disc that goes around with all kinds of spaces, and it's called a dasher.
The dasher.
And it's spinning around, or the bowl is spinning around it. The dasher is actually keeping everything moving nicely so that big crystals of ice don't really have a chance to form. Or if they do form, they get broken up.
That's what you do.
And then it's also mixing air into the ice cream as well. You have to keep ice crystals small when you're making ice cream, or else you're going to have ice.
You'll have these chunks of ice that you won't like, folks. It's like eating gravel.
She points out in the book that in commercial places where they make thousands of gallons, they have these machines that can cool things down so quickly and they can churn within minutes. And we don't have access to that at home, but what we do have certainly works. She also points out that legally ice cream must contain no less than 10% butterfat.
Yeah, if it's less than that,
you can't sell it commercially.
You're not allowed to sell it.
Dreyer's ice cream is around 10-12%. If ice cream has 12 to 14% butterfat, it is considered premium. 14 to 16% is super premium. And the two brands I think everybody knows, Ben & Jerry's and Häagen-Dazs, are considered super premium.
Super premium.
She also points out that the maximum butterfat that you can make ice cream with and have it keep its shape as ice cream is 20%. That mostly happens with home recipes anyway. Fat makes things smooth.
Yeah.
That's the reason you want fat in your ice cream. Sugar is crucial to the physical structure of ice cream. It bonds to some of the water and prevents it from freezing. Then we have air, which is needed to keep ice cream scoopable. And then she talks about stabilizers.
Yeah, what about those stabilizers?
Well, those are substances that are needed to keep the five components of ice cream stable. Keeping the ice crystals, tiny ones, locked into place. Milk powder or cornstarch or tapioca starch. And she gives you, in each formula for ice cream, choices of four different stabilizers to use. And you can pick any one you want. She tells you, this is the most convenient. It works really great. And it's typically cornstarch. You can cook cornstarch with milk and then cool it and then add it directly to your ice cream mixture. Then you can add milk powder. And she says that the 2% concentration of milk powder can really help keep an ice cream very, very smooth. And egg yolks.
Egg yolk.
A French vanilla ice cream has egg yolks, and you have emulsifiers and stabilizers. And she explains why you use all of these. And then she uses a term called Philadelphia ice cream, which we've all eaten, but it's made with milk and cream.
No egg. We got onto this in the first place because a friend of both of ours, Judy Blunt, is a wonderful cook, and she presented me with a wonderful slice of a cake that she got out of Food and Wine that turned out to be all ice cream, but it was three or four different kinds of ice cream, including sherbet with strawberries. On top of that, a sour cream gelato. Far too complicated, but gorgeous, and it inspired us. And we want to thank Judy for bringing it to our attention. And also, we want to advise you to come back next week for
The Food Guys.